Hi, welcome to a Cambridge Riffs special. It's not show 20 for those of you who's counting. It's probably 19 and a half. It's a bit different today because even though it's Cambridge Riffs, allegedly, we're going to play Norwich bands. And the reason that we're going to do that is because we've got a Norwich musician in the studio, as I say, or in the room at home. And it's John Borsnell, who's related to me, and he's a musician in Norwich. Hi, John.
Hi.
And we aren't quite sure how to do this. I don't know. What do you think, John? How should we do this?
I think we should just play the first track.
Okay. So what is it?
This is Hamato by Letetsuo.
That was Letetsuo with a song called Hamato. This is going to be great. I'm going to hear all sorts of bands I've never heard before. It's very exciting. So tell me about those guys.
Well, they're fantastic live. Always sort of worth catching. They're doing lots of gigs in London. In fact, Charlie and Jack from the band are mainly in London nowadays. But that's from their Your Elbow EP, which you can get from sort of good independent record shops, or I think even from iTunes, possibly. Look that up.
So while I was playing, we had a discussion about how we're going to do this, and we've decided that we're going to do it like Desert Island Discs. And the reason for that is that I have this box here which makes seagull noises, which I'm going to play to you now. I got it in France, and here I go. Lift the lid, and there you are. See, Desert Island Discs in your own living room. So I'm going to be shut up. You put the lid on and it stops magically. I don't know how it works. I'm going to be Kirsty Young, and John's going to be the famous musician from Norwich with his 10, well, actually, that is more than 10 tracks that he's taken to the desert island. So, okay, John, what's your next track?
Right, the next song is Let's Get Lost by Alto 45, who are a fantastic Norwich band. They're almost a sort of institution now. I've seen them loads of times. They're really, really good live. It's three guys with sort of lab coats and drum machines and omnichords, a whole sort of plethora of instruments. And this is, one of their new songs.
Lock up the cinema and let's go home. Through the icy streets of the town, I'll light the fire and we'll lock the world outside. Switch on the radio, make some what's a right list. We'll use big words and pretend we know what they mean. Let's get lost in ourselves. Let's get lost in ourselves. Workshops, records and
yeah, they're definitely worth seeing live, if only for the Omnicord and the lab coats.
What's an Omnicord?
It's one of those weird 70s made-up instrument things where you hold down keys and then sort of strum it.
Oh.
It's a electronic-y thing. They're quite sort of rare now, but I know people who've got very excited about them recently. So
that's good. Okay, yeah, so continuing with the... we had a seagull theme on the last... John won't know this, actually. He probably hasn't heard it, but on the last... Cambridge Riffs, there was various seagull-related episodes which you can check out if you go to our website, cambridgeriffs.co.uk, and you can listen to all the previous podcasts, and you can find the links to all the MySpace sites of the bands that are played on this podcast and the other podcasts, and if you listen to the last one, you can hear more about seagulls. So, your next
selection. Okay, I'll be brief and get to this. This is a track by Master Solo, who's Mark from Norwich. He's super prolific. He writes loads and loads of songs, and he's got an EP coming out this year, and I think probably another couple of records with various different people, so he's definitely worth tracking down if you can. He writes sort of amazing, observational, strange little songs, and this is Woody Allen.
I will not
Yes, very nice. Woody Allen, that one by Master Solo. Okay, so John, next selection.
Next we have Anna and Grace, who are known more commonly as the Middle Ones. They have amazing super harmonies, and there's whistling on this song too. They've just finished playing at Indie Tracks, and this is Forgiving.
This might just be the hardest thing that you have had to do all year, but it must feel impossible. I know, I hope I made it clear. If I was mean, I didn't mean that I don't love you still, my dear. It might have seemed like our hearts would break, but our hearts won't break.
I will face it, I will take it,
I will forgive you.
Oh, what you give me.
What you give me now, I forgive you now, I forgive you. Oh, what you give me now, what you give me now, I forgive you now, I forgive you. Now in your eyes I always hoped I'd see again that kind of light. At least we try, and if we fall, at least we'll know what falling's like. The sun will rise, the sun will, the sky is burning blue. We might have cried like our hearts would break, but our hearts won't break. I will face it, I will take it,
I will forgive you.
Oh, what you give me
now,
I forgive you now, I forgive you. Oh, what you give me now, what you give me now, I forgive you now, I forgive you. Oh, what you give me now, what you give me now, I forgive you now, I forgive you. What you give me now, what you give me now, I forgive you now, I forgive you. I forgive you. I forgive you. I forgive you. I forgive you now.
Okay, that's Forgiving by the Middle Ones.
So, you're being modest here. I mean, haven't you played with these people? Or
well,
I've just started
playing with them live. I've been playing some accordion and whistling live, which is a lot of fun.
I like
the whistling.
Whistling songs, then. A whole compilation of whistling songs would be excellent. I Was Kaiser Bill's Batman by Whistling Jack Smith. It's an excellent song, well before your time. And Jealous Guy by John Lennon. There's a whole collection of them, I think. We'll put an album together. That was good.
Next we've got another person that I've, played on the same bill with in the past. Bill? Yeah, I suppose Bill. And this is... This is Now That You're Mine by Rory McVicar.
Said now, you do it all the time. And don't get so upset now. Well, honey, quit with your crying, because I'm never ever gonna forget now. I'll give you a piece of my mind. No, I'm never ever gonna forget now. Now that you're mine, 40 and we. She looked good as a pearl. That's news to me, 'cause I wasn't aware. But when you can close your eyes and believe that something is there, that's when you know you've got your share. And life is longer than living, but I don't care.
Rory McVicar there. We were thinking earlier, we played Woody Allen by Master Solo. We're trying to think of other songs which are named after people. And Mike came up with Pablo Picasso, of course, by Jonathan Richman. And I know Rory's a big Jonathan fan. He sort of covers him live sometimes. So that's kind of nice.
What does he do? What track does he do?
Oh, I can't remember. It's not one of the... it's not something off the first album. No. So it's stuff I didn't really know it too well.
Yes. I really like that first album. Astral Plane and... oh, I can't remember. They're all good. Yeah, well, you were obviously thinking of songs by people. I was thinking of whistling songs, and I sort of rather sadly googled on the web a list of whistling songs while that was on. And there's Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard by Paul Simon. And what else was there? Something else.
Was that Leonard Cohen one?
Oh, yeah, Leonard Cohen one. Yeah, Tonight Will Be Fine. That's the best whistling song ever because it's got like stereo whistling, and it's just... totally out of tune. But the last verse of the song is all this out of tune whistling. It sort of goes, it's completely ridiculous.
That's good.
But excellent. Okay, so I'll be thinking more whistling songs later in the show. Okay, go on then. Okay, track, I should think.
Yeah, we're off into slightly odder territory here. This is Godless Girl by Matt Riviere, who plays on his own with a sampler and a floor tom and has a fantastic voice, really good lyrics and things. So, oh, actually, this has the middle ones on backing vocals, so we have a continuity link there.
Uh-huh.
There we go. Okay.
Thank you. Yes, that was fantastic. Matt Riviere with a song called Godless Girl. And, yeah, that was really good. What do you say that instrument was? Was it a harmonium or something?
I'm not sure, actually. It's probably a Casio.
Yeah, I see, okay. So we're downstairs from this studio here, or studio as we call it. We have a harmonium, actually, with mouse-proof pedals, which is very exciting, which is, like, almost broken, but it sounds good, doesn't it?
It sounds really good, yeah.
Okay, so just quickly before you tell us about the next track, I've just thought of another whistling one, which is Dock of the Bay, Otis Redding, which has got really sort of like cool whistling, you know, and you can imagine him sitting there swinging his feet, just doing excellent cool whistling. So
I suppose there's cool whistling and there's Leonard Cohen whistling.
Yeah, that's right. Leonard Cohen's quite cool. Anyway, sorry, come on, we're rambling here. Over to you.
Well, in the theme of the sort of sound recordings... Next, we have a piece made from recordings of rain on a glass roof and a music box. This is a track by Baby Grand, which is a sort of live sampling found sound outfit, I suppose. And this is called Lady Bar Reservoir. Thank you.
Yes, that was wonderful. I really like that one. I've heard that one before, and I really like it. And backwards guitar sounds as well. I love backwards guitar sounds. Anything with backwards guitar sounds gets a place on Cambridge Riff. So,
well, you'll really like this next song. Then this is going to be Jitka by Sophie Oker, who's very into people like Christopher Willits, who use guitar in interesting kind of ways. And I know he has a pedal that makes things go backwards, so you should like this. Lovely. Okay, that stopped a little bit earlier than I was expecting to. If that hasn't sent you to sleep or has, it's very sort of soporific. Here's Chickadee MacGuffin with 166 to wake you up again.
fantastic. That was Chickadee and MacGuffin and 166. Bit of 7/4 in there. I think I like that, you know. Actually, I should watch out for saying things like, you know, anything with backward guitar solos gets on Cambridge Riffs, because I keep on adding to my list of things, like anything with twangy guitar solos gets on Cambridge Riffs, and anything with 7/4 gets on Cambridge Riffs, and possibly with whistling as well. So I shall have to be careful. Okay, next song.
Next we've got British Sisters by Tiger MCs, whose record's coming out on Cherry Aid Records this year.
Is Cherry Aid Records like a Norwich label?
No, it's a... I can't remember exactly where they're based, which is terrible of me, but they're a sort of indie institution of a certain type. They're great, really. They've always put out fantastic things.
Okay, so here they are, Tiger MCs.
Your sister has a brick in her back and a knapsack. She fits everything in, and she posts the smallest details on it. Detail on your skin. Capital words that pause to break and fly over you and over trees and over you. Has a loaded gun and a top knot. She straightens every day, and she passes judgment soundly in a mock ambivalent way. Drummond invites to reach and snatch a chip over trees and over land and over rock.
Okay, Cherry Aid Records are, of course, based in Manchester, so sorry for that slight oversight. Right, okay.
What have we got next?
Okay, next
we've rather lost the discs format, you see.
I have some more seagulls.
I'll take my hat off to Kirsty Young, she's a lot better. Actually, if I was Kirsty Young, I'd be saying to John, what were your first musical memories? So I was asking that. What were your first musical memories, John?
Probably you playing in the Cayley band.
Ah.
So there we go. That's a, I'd like to
Damn.
Think that was a nice...
It's a giveaway, isn't it?
Yeah, they found us out. I'd like to say that was a good link to the next band, but of course this is the Gore Vidals with Us To Be Born, which is a great song, one of my favourites. Mm-hmm.
Sign which creaks on its hinge. Says that it's time for the sinister things. In the gloomy glow of a neon moon, it's clinical and blue. We take stock and go round again. We are veterans of the graveyard shift, and we'll give you a really short shrift. Because our time, though not precious, we guard it jealously along the lines of the deepest sea. Every moment's a gift. We never asked for it, now did we? Never ask for his horns. Scorpion nature doesn't make you a traitor. Go down together and be glad. Oh, it's true, we never asked to be born. You sound the devil. Never, never ask for his horns. Scorpion nature don't make you a traitor. Go down together and be glad. Glad to be gone.
Hey, what a great song. That was Asked to be Born by the Gore Vidals. I thought that was more than a whiff of Syd Barrett, I thought, in that, which is, you know, there's no higher praise than that in my book anyway. So, yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, well, Gore Vidals are always good to catch live. They usually play as a full band. They've got just fantastically sort of twisted lyrics and strange expressions, and they're really good.
Okay. Right, here I am in my Kirsty Young role again. So what's the next CD you're taking to the Desert Island, John?
Well, next is Spyglass by Charlie Morris. Now, Charlie is the bass player in the Tetsuo, and she also plays guitar in Chickadee and MacGuffin with Matt Riviere. So there's a bit of interbreeding going on there between Norwich bands, but they do seem to multiply, so that's good. Okay, it's Spyglass.
Teeth out so I could keep them. You're a bad, sweet, bad boy. If I were a chef, I'd bake the cake so I could let you in private and do unseen things to celebrate. But I'm not the one, I'm not the sun. Sure as hell I'm not sunshine. So I guess we can leave it at a spyglass. Yeah, it's hard being on the outside of your life sometimes. It's tough and it's tough, but I like what I like. And we were just reflecting on what a star you were, you are, you were. But I'm not the one, I'm not the sun. Sure as hell I'm not sunshine. So I guess we can leave it at a spyglass. I'm not the one, I'm not the sun. I'm no remedy, I'm no Susan Kennedy. I'm just a tourist with a camera on a fine day. Paper aeroplanes, I'm glad we flew. does paper aeroplanes. I'm glad we flew. Does paper aeroplanes. But I'm not the one, I'm not the sun. Sure as hell I'm not sunshine. So I guess we can leave it at a spyglass. I'm not the one, I'm not the sun. I'm no remedy, I'm no Susan Kennedy. I'm just a tourist with a camera on a fine day.
Brilliant. Charlie Morris there. The first time I saw Charlie play live, she actually played a Leonard Cohen song,
yeah.
Which is a famous Blue Raincoat. I really like her version. So it almost looks like we've deliberately themed the show here.
I know. It's so slick.
Yeah, well... right, the next one's a bit of an odd one. This Norwich band aren't really around anymore, but I thought I'd play this anyway because it's such a fantastic song. This is Goethoven with Love in Outer Space, which is their version of a Sun Ra song, jazz fans.
Sunrise, love everlasting, reaching out to a lover like me again. Sunrise, love in its splendor, speaks to me in metaphysical harmony. Sunrise, love everlasting, reaching out to a lover like me again. Sunrise, love in its splendor, speaks to me in metaphysical harmony. Reaching out to a lover like me again. Sunrise, love in its splendor, speaks to me in metaphysical harmony. Sunrise, love reaching out to a lover like me again. Sunrise, love in its splendor, speaks to me in metaphysical harmony. Sunrise, love everlasting, reaching out to a lover like me again. Sunrise, love in its splendor, speaks to me in metaphysical harmony.
A tiny band with a gong is good by me. No, they are no more, but they continue to skulk around the fringes of the Norwich music scene. I'd like to point out that Nick has got the deepest voice of anyone I've ever met in my life, so he's always good to catch solo if you can. That's Nick Melia.
That was really good. I really like that one. Are they the band I saw doing the Robert Wyatt songs?
Yeah, they used to cover cover Sea Song as well. In fact, I think one of the reasons...
Rock Bottom, yeah, it's brilliant.
Yeah. I was going to say one of the reasons they stopped was they decided they didn't want to play other people's songs anymore. They used to do Minnie the Moocher, which, if you can find it on the internet, is, again, unlike anything you've ever really heard before. So that's good.
We're coming to the last song, so we have to decide at this point whether we do the luxury that you're going to take to the desert island, you know. So I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to put you on the spot. Okay, so you have the Bible and Shakespeare. Well, actually, we could think of some different books for this version. Anyway, forget about that. You can take another book of your own.
Okay.
What would you take?
Very much put me on the spot. Well, I still haven't finished Underworld by Don DeLillo, so perhaps I would try and push on with that for a bit.
You'll add one luxury.
One luxury. Completely stumped.
Maybe a musical instrument of some sort, maybe?
I suppose. A guitar counts as a luxury.
It has to be a guitar, really, doesn't it, on Cambridge
Riffs?
On
Cambridge Riffs.
The final
song of the show, better than the Beatles and the Beach Boys put together, and yet racked near them in HMV, this is Bear Suit with Foxy Boxer.
So there's your tip for the week. Don't underestimate the power of a punch from a foxy boxer. That was Bear Suit. That was brilliant. So this has been Cambridge Riffs, a Norwich special. Pretty slick, eh? Don't you think? How do you think it went, John?
Yeah, that was pretty good. I think I might have tailed off towards the end a little bit there, but...
I thought we peaked at the end. Anyway, okay,
practice
so...
Practice makes perfect.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, and... Go on, sorry.
Where can we hear the earlier podcasts? Is that...
So if you want to hear the other ones, go to www.cambridgerist.co.uk, and that'll all be Cambridge bands. But yeah, it's possible that John might get a taste for podcasting. he's reaching for the seagulls, I should warn you. John might get a taste for podcasting, so watch out. There may be some more Norwich podcasts in the future if you're lucky. And if you contact me through the website for requests for that, I can pester him and get him to do it. So, yeah, okay, that's it. Thanks for listening. Take care and watch out for the next show.
Okay, bye.